Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie and LRB there. And hang on, help is on its way. It is 5:07 and what is a glorious morning across the coast. Looking out towards the sunrise, there is so much blue sky out there. But the Bureau is saying it's going to be cloudy with a high chance of showers and storms. More likely in the afternoon and evening and up to about 30 degrees in some of the inland areas today. Hope you had a good Tuesday. I had a bit of a licorice all sorts day yesterday. Got lots of work done here at Triple M. We've got so much coming up for December. You wouldn't believe it. But anyway, we're soldering on through that. But can I let you on a little secret, 5 to 6 clubbers? I have been putting it off thinking it'd go away, but it hasn't. And because of my cherries, I've had a really good run with the giddy gout. Haven't had it for over 10 years, but I was at a surf carnival a couple of weeks ago and got dehydrated, and I have an ankle that looks like a knee at the moment. Yeah, I know, and I think I've got to give in today and head to the docks. It is not good, let me tell you. And anybody that knows anything about the giddy gout, including our newsman Lee Jollo, who just laughs at me, he had it in the toe a couple of weeks ago, is what I'm talking about. So anyway, we are soldering on, but I've got to give up today. I can't put it off. I think I better go and get it fixed. Yes. Plenty of news around the place today as you rise for this Wednesday morning, 21st day of November. This awful story of the 9-month-old girl found dead on Surfers Paradise Beach. Apparently she died in New South Wales. Police will now make arrangements to extradite the girl's father from Queensland. Now that'll happen today, apparently. In the Jared Hayne case, Jared Hayne allegedly bit the woman he is charged with sexually assaulting and left her with injuries so serious she needed hospitalisation, and has made his first report to the Castle Hill Police Station yesterday. Locally, plenty happening around the mid-north coast. Just a reminder about those roadworks too. Oxley Highway, King Creek, Timbertown, for heavy patching and sealing work to be carried out. But they are going to do it at night, 7 till 7am. And it looks like it'll be completed by Sunday, December 9, weather permitting. I think it's going to be, well, showery could be later today, but the next couple of days are going to be beautiful and sunny. So our roadworking friends who do a great job, hopefully we'll get a really good go on there. In sport, in football, Australia sent Timmy Cahill into retirement as a winner, but it was Martin Boyle who stole the show in last night's 3-0 win over Lebanon. And great news from the World Lifesaving Championships in Adelaide. The Warhope Bonnie Hills Women's Masters Ski Relay team of Elaine Walker, Gail Ellis and Deborah Bartlett picked up a bronze medal. The girls got third in the World Championships. How good is that? Well done, girls. Sensational stuff. On the show today, we got a stack happening, including more of our supercar reveal. Thanks to John's Family Jewelers, we have the limited edition supercars watch up for grabs, along with the supercars merchandise pack. Also coming up, we have the winner of Best Pies, voted for by you, the Triple M Club, the Triple M listeners, through our website, triplem.com.au. Also, we'll release our new category going into 8 o'clock. If you heard a really good, shocking dad joke, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday comes up at around 7:45 today. After 8, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you share it with the likes of Icelandic singer Bjork, Goldie Hawn and Nicolette Sheridan, and also Christy Yim with What's on the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union as well. 132710, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site and via our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. It's 5:11. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
CNN Cactus National News with Sandra Silly.
The top story. Coalition PM Scott Morris Minor says his election campaign bus is perfect for advertising his policies.
Yes, our policies, like using fair income coal power, keeping negative gearing and ignoring climate change, are all perfectly explained by the bus. Because we drive it backwards. It's the Liberal National way.
Let's go, ScoMo.
Reverse away, Smugmo.
What touch with the voters?
Oh,
Meanwhile, Labor leader Bill Curley has called on the government to practice what it preaches.
This Prime Minister of theirs, this Smugmo or Gizmo or whatever his name is always telling people that if they have a go, they'll get a go. Well, I've had a go. I've had a go at being the flopposition leader for more than 5 years. That's a big go. So I think now I should get a go. Oh, come on, I've tried my best. Oh, what?
To show Biz Now with Richard. Richard.
Big news for the Eurovision Song Contest, Sandra. The professor of vocal studies at Milan's renowned Palazzo della Musica has singled out Eurovision for special mention.
Si, yes. The last Eurovision was amazing. We heard 17 new musical notes never before heard by the human ear. Mamma mia, somebody stop them.
Oh, Sandra, listening to Italian men talking always makes me think of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Oh.
Sport now with Big Gazza, Royd Mann.
Yes, more bad news in cricket, Sandy. The resignations just keep coming in over the Sandpaper Bulls cheating scandabarkle. The latest to step down are the kangaroo and the emu on the coat of arms adorning the baggy green. They describe their position as, quote, untenable, as they just looked down and watched our team's behaviour without saying a word. Will it ever end, Sandy? Oh, that sport and all catches at the follow-on.
Sandra Silly, CM. And?
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Mariah Carey has opened up about the most embarrassing moments of her life. The 48-year-old superstar revealed she was left red-faced when her son, Moroccan, now seven, vomited all over US First Lady Michelle Obama's dress at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony at the White House. We've all been there. Well, not for the White House, but you know what I mean. Paris Hilton has called off her engagement to fiancé Chris Zalka. The split is to be especially painful for Chris, literally. Have a listen to this. Last year, Chris unveiled an enormous tattoo of Paris's name in his forearm in Disney font. And fans of Deadpool star Ryan Reynolds are spinning out after the new trailer for a Christmas special was released featuring child star Fred Savage.
Once upon a Deadpool.
Kind of prefer Marvel movies. We are Marvel.
Yeah, but you're, you know, Marvel licensed by Fox.
It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Stroy. Well, has spring finally arrived?
Yes, a beautiful sunrise this morning, up to about 30 degrees. We're finally going to get some warm weather, and apparently the same tomorrow. But then the temperature drops down about 25, 27 degrees again for Friday and Saturday, but it will be sunny, Bluey. So we're getting there. We're slowly getting there.
Gee, we're taking our time, aren't we?
Well, we'll be right by December. That's when spring will arrive. There you go. How do we go fishing yesterday?
Yeah, it didn't do too bad. But, the flathead sort of ventured out in the end. Northeast didn't get too much strength in it, so we were able to fish in it. And, we picked up some handy flathead in the, end, in the middle part of the day, all up around about the 40, 45-centimetre mark, so nice flathead tails for tea last night. There was the odd brim and odd blackfish caught, but no whiting yesterday, unfortunately. I just didn't see any whiting.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully they come back on the bite because everyone's just loving them at the moment. They're such a good fish to have with chips.
Yeah.
What about today? Look, this norther is going to be a shocker, apparently. Bluey up to, don't worry about 25 knots. They reckon up to 30 knots today. So where are we going to go?
Yeah, well, it's hump day today, and I think you might have it wrong. I reckon we might get away with this morning without this northerly. I reckon we might get most of the day in. So I'm going out to the beaches this morning. I've got some worms. I'm going to get some pippies, and I'm going to try for some whiting and some brim on the beaches. I think I've got ideal conditions. The beaches are a little bit, the waves are a little bit lumpy. There's enough movement there just to stir the fish up. And we're getting good whiting, reports of good whiting to the south of us on the beaches. So, yeah, I'm out at the beaches this morning.
Out to the beaches. Well, I like it. For whiting or brim on worms or pippies, do the pippy shuffle there, sink your feet in, and away you go, eh?
That's
all
it.
All right. Love that it. Sounds good. Now, any clubs out this weekend, fourth weekend of the month?
Yeah, we're getting towards the end of the month, and I think all clubs have all ticked their boxes, and they're starting to get ready for their Christmas party. So, it'll be the next thing will be on the agenda.
All right, all the Christmas parties. Sounds good, sounds good. All righty. That is good news, Bluey. And, yeah, as we head towards Christmas, what's it going to be, the 21st today? Well, this time next month, Bluey, we're getting ready for it, won't we?
That's right, yes. That'll be a Friday, so we'll be really into it. That'll be the last bit of the shopping to be done. How's your shopping going, by the way, Johnny?
I've had it been interrupted a bit, but because of an ailment I've got that stops me walking. Anyway, it will continue shortly. How are you? Don't tell me you're all done and dusted again. That's the only reason you've asked me, isn't it?
It was the first time I've thought about it. I'm in trouble, aren't I?
Well, yeah, normally you're a month ahead.
Yeah, I know. But I had my 25th wedding anniversary, and that sort of helped me up. I had to get that one over and done with. So, I'll have to look at that now. It's quite difficult as you get older. It's quite difficult to buy for your family, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Don't go down the gift voucher route, Louie. You know, that's the lazy man's way out.
I know.
Oh, we'll wait and see. Anyway, Saturday too. I'm so disappointed that you and Toy World and Woody aren't going to be there because, you know what I've just found out, Bluey? You know what Otto is helping host on Saturday? We're going to be live at the sets, right, for the off-the-back-of-the truck sale. Otto will be hosting a donut-eating competition, Bluey.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Well, you want to get there early because there'll be none left.
Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens there. But yes, a donut eating competition hosted by Otto von Beer Bottles, culturally enriching.
Could you tell me one thing?
Yes.
Who put Otto in charge of the donut eating competition?
Well, that's what I want to know. You know, there's been delegation here, and I don't think it's been well thought through. You know what I mean?
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy. That's exactly right. So we hope people can come down and say g'day on Saturday. They've got some really good specials, Bluey. One I'll know that you will love because, Bluey Waters, it is not cans but stubbies and they're under $40.
Oh, they're not.
They are. We'll reveal that on Friday, all right?
So, oh, yes. Yum, yum, yum.
So that's coming up. Now, also, in my condition, I don't even want to think about this, but the prawn man's also going to be there as well, boy. I think I'll be giving him a miss.
We've got someone on the barbecue too, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, we've got the barbecue there as well. It's going to be great. We are so much looking forward to this. And you can come out and see us on the Saturday from 8 o'clock. We'll be setting up from around 7 on Saturday. And, look out. It's going to be some type of day. Amongst other things, the donut eating competition. So we'll see what happens. I think the pictures should be quite interesting, Bluey.
Yeah, it should be, yes.
All right, for those people heading out for a fish this morning, Bluey is right. The flags and the trees in front of me are not moving as yet, but they're saying northerlies to 30 knots later. So get out early to the beach.
Yeah, out to the beaches, take a few worms, get a few pippies, try for a nice quality brim or a big whiting.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Showers and the top of 29 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. State government has confirmed a massive jump in police coming to New South Wales, 1,500 to be added to the force. Here's Katja Rose Moss.
It's the largest increase in 30 years to benefit every community in the state. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says safety and security of New South Wales communities is the government's highest priority. The $583 million in funding will start flowing from July 1st next year. Police Commissioner Mick Fuller to work with the government to determine each area command's allocations.
Oxley MP Melinda Pavey has announced the electorate has secured $330,000 from the Community Building Partnership Grants Program. It'll see 23 local facilities and community infrastructure projects carried out. Among those, $20,000 for the Warhope Cricket Club, just under $50,000 for the Bellinger River Ag Society, $24,000 for the Maxville Country Club, and $25,000 for Coronation Park Playground in Dorigo. Ms Pavey has congratulated these successful organisations and says she's looking forward to seeing the projects take place. Farmers to converge on Warhope today in a bid to help shape Australia's first mandatory dairy code of conduct. There's an important consultation at the Warhope Country Club. Attendees will play a role in hopefully finding a resolution. Federal Line MP David Gillespie says the goal is to help improve contracts between farmers and processors.
Well, dairy farmers and processors throughout our region and the nation want to have their say on what's going into the mandatory code of conduct, what will work for both sides of the contract. Fixing the dairy industry relies on fair and reasonable contracting provisions, and that's what the mandatory code of conduct will insist upon.
And it's Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Day today. The local health district hoping to raise awareness of the disease that commonly causes shortness of breath. Important meetings with the boss of the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs to visit Port Macquarie today to formalise a deal between the side and the North Coast region. Andrew Hill will be joined by Group 3 Chairman Wayne Bridge and presidents of Junior Group 2 and 3. The program will mainly focus on the junior aspect of our local comp, providing a clearer pathway for aspiring league players to take their talent to the NRL. It's also hoped the plan will keep more young guns in the area rather than moving to Sydney at first opportunity. That's news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light northerly wind blows, producing really clean, classic surfing conditions in those protected northern corners and some of our open beaches. We do have a small northeasterly swell and also another second swell, which is a southeasterly swell, in those northern corners of the wave magnet beaches for that swell. Northern corners do have waves around that 2 feet mark, but we do have high tide around 8 o'clock this morning. Once that tide starts to drop out, and we do have low tide around 2:15 this afternoon, those waves should improve, but also that wind's going to become stronger and stronger. And the water temperature in Port Macquarie is around 22.
Triple M right across the coast, and coming up, a supercar reveal after 7. That is Dreamer there from Super Trap. It is 6 to 7. Marina with the traffic also not far away here at Triple M.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Lee Jollo. Good morning.
Morning, mate. How's it going?
Very good. stop laughing. Lee knows I've got the gout, and he had it. Not long ago, you had it.
I had it a few months ago. You told me there's too many tomatoes, but now you're telling me it's not enough water. So.
That's right. A bit of both.
Yeah, yeah. A bit of both. Oh,
I've got an ankle that looks like my knee.
I
was thinking amputation about 4 o'clock yesterday. It's not good, but anyway. Let's have a look at what the papers are saying today.
Yes, so Hayne bit woman and kept taxi waiting, police allege in the Daily Telegraph. Jared Hayne allegedly bit the woman he is charged with sexually assaulting and left her with injuries so serious she needed hospitalisation. Hayne left a home in Kellyville to make his first reports to Castle Hill Police Station. As well as that, police say baby girl died in New South Wales. After a day spent scouring a river for clues, Queensland police say they have established that a homeless baby girl whose lifeless body was found on a Gold Coast beach died in New South Wales.
Okay, and in the Sydney Morning Herald, what are they saying today, Lee?
Yes, so they're also talking about Jared Hayne. Hayne's alleged sex assault victim left bleeding profusely as taxi waited. The explosive new details revealed on Tuesday evening include graphic descriptions of the alleged assault on the young woman, and Putin is about to gain control of Interpol. As well as that, they're talking about the baby found on Gold Coast Beach once again. The nine-month-old girl found dead on a Surfers Paradise Beach died in New South Wales, with police now making arrangements to extradite the girl's father from Queensland. Okay. And visa squeeze on families and skilled workers under Morrison's popular pitch. Tougher approach from coalition government will force aspiring migrants to wait longer for permanent residency.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And locally, some great news, given the crime stories coming out of the mid-north coast over the last couple of months. We've got some more boys and girls in blue heading our way.
Yeah, absolutely. Very much needed. So the local area command is set to benefit at the very least from a child protection officer and an abuse prevention officer. It's part of a New South Wales government commitment to provide 1,500 new police statewide over a four-year period, starting from July next year. $583 million is being allocated to ensure the community is a safer place. However, where each new recruit will be stationed is yet to be decided. So hopefully we'll find out in the coming months.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you very much for that, fellow gout sufferer. Here, heading off down the hallway at a great rate, unlike me.
Right across the coast on a sensational Wednesday morning.
morning. Yeah, Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town and the girls are out playing golf today. Yeah, big good morning to them. Shout out to the ladies in Kempsey. They're playing there today while there's a par event in Port and it's Captain's Choice in Q. What a great morning to be out on the golf course. Half your luck. It's 11 past 7. Cloudy, showers and storms later in the day and up to 30.
It's on now.
Triple M Supercar Reveal. Up for grabs. A limited edition Pulsar Supercars watch. With $399 plus a Supercars Australia merch pack. Catch Strawny for breakfast, and if you can reveal the supercar from the clues, you're on grid for final draw.
Michael, what do you think of a stunt where I could somersault and overhand?
Triple M Supercar Reveal, powered by your childhood memories and John's Family Jewelers, near the traffic lights, Horton Street, Port Macquarie. Triple M.
Yeah, that it is. And we go to Darren in Maxville first up to have a crack this morning. G'day, Darren. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
All right. Newcastle 500 on this weekend. It's going to be so good. Are you going down?
Nah, mate, nah. Got to work.
Yeah, that dirty four-letter word work, it really interrupts what we do, is it?
It certainly does.
All right. Now, Friday, we give away the Supercars watch. It is worth $399, and you've simply got to be in the draw to win it on Friday. You just simply have to reveal the supercar. Now, we're going to talk MASH today with you, champion.
MASH.
Yeah, the great television show MASH. Now, Darren, what cars were they driving around in MASH?
Jeeps.
They were driving Jeeps around. You're right. I bought a Jeep. They bought heaps. Do you remember the one radar smuggled home, one part at a time, through the mail during the war?
Yep.
Congratulations.
I watched that show all the time. It was a good show.
It was too. Darren, you're in the draw Friday. Hold the line, champion. Another winner here at Triple M. More tomorrow. It's Supercar Reveal, thanks to John's Family Jewelers.
Johnny!
At 21 to 8.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Mid-North Coast's best.
This is the best.
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yeah, and every day it is such a tight battle. Yesterday we asked you about the best pie, all right? The best pie. And we have a winner. And I reckon these people are going to be inundated today when people find out who it is. All righty? It was very, very close. Christy sent me an email. I'll tell you the winner first. We'll see if we can get them on the line. Live radio, folks. Here we go. Okay. It's ringing. It's still ringing. Well, let's hope they pick up. Probably too busy, you know?
Good morning, Barnett's Bakery. Ronnie is speaking.
Hello, Ronnie. It's Strawny at Triple M. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. We're on the air right now just to let you know, and I just want to congratulate you that Barnett's Bakery in Crescent Head has just been voted by the Triple M listeners as having the best pie on the Mid-North Coast. Yes! How about that?
That's great. That's terrific.
Yeah, you got 21% of the vote. It was a really tight category. So yes. Congratulations. And I know exactly where you are. I've been, I've seen, I've tasted. What's your most popular pie you sell there?
Well, they're all popular, but the most popular is probably around about the beef chili cheese or the beef cheese and bacon.
And the beef cheese and bacon and sweet chili. Yeah! You're making me hungry, and it's 7:30 in the morning.
Well, you've got to try the vanilla slices too as well. They're a winner.
Nah, listen, I've got the gout at the moment. Don't tell me that. Well, congratulations. Our promotions team will be in touch. But with 21% of the votes, it is official that Barnett's Bakery at Crescent Head has just won Best Bakery as voted for by the Triple M listeners on the Mid-North Coast. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much. I'll pass that on to my boss and she'll be really thrilled to bits with that.
Good idea. Thanks.
Thank you.
Triple
M. Have a good day.
Yep. Coming up after, or just before 8 o'clock, our next category in the best of, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union and the best new car loans.
Oh, behave.
Strawny for breakfast.
I've been a frickin' evil doctor for 30 frickin' years.
For the Port City Bowling Club.
My friends told me how electricity is measured. And I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, let's go, folks. We're always astounded at what happens on this show, but particularly this time of the day, this time of the week. We go to John in Port. Hello, John.
Good morning, Mark. I'm sorry to hear about your gout. It's bloody horrible, isn't it?
Oh, mate. This morning, it took me 20 minutes to get my left shoe on. I'm thinking amputation at this stage, but anyway, what are we talking...
How do you get up those stairs?
No. John, what's your yarn for us? Make me laugh, will you, for Pete's sake?
A couple are in the butcher's shop, and they see this venison. They say, oh, dear, mate, dear, we haven't had that for ages. We'll get some for the kids. That night, they dish it up, and Dad says to them, OK, see if you can tell me where that meat comes from. No. And he said, well, it's something Mum often calls me. And the little girl turns around and says, don't eat it, it's you bum.
You bum! Oh, John, please. Very good. All right, Gary in Port. G'day, Gazza. What's your yarn for us today?
How you going, Strawny?
Good, buddy.
What would you call a bulletproof Irishman?
What would you call... a bulletproof Irishman. I'm not going to hate myself for this. Go on.
Rick O'Shea.
Rick O'Shea. Ah, to be sure. We go to the last listener. Betty in Kempsey. G'day, Bet.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Betty. What's your joke for us?
What would you call two robbers?
Go on.
A pair of knickers.
A pair of knickers. Ah, there we go. Back to 1972 with that one. Beauty Betty. Oh, my goodness. Triple M right across the coast. Coming up, our next category in the best of. It is December 1963. Oh, what a night. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, 6 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I said what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, we go to the soundproof booth now at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. Good morning, Glenn Stewart.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. Out of those three yarns, who did you like?
Oh, look, I think you can't go past Rick O'Shea, can you?
Rick O'Shea. They couldn't get him. They couldn't get Rick O'Shea. Oh, shocking. Now, of course, Port City Bowling Club is where our winner, Gary from Port Macquarie, will be heading for a nice lunch. Good on you, Gary. And at the club tonight, as well as, you know, the wonderful lucky members draw, we've got Jerry with trivia. Did he send you a photo yesterday?
Jerry?
Yes.
No, but I got one of your foot this morning.
Listen, get down. Wait till I send you Jerry's one he sent me. Unbelievable. Okay, now, what's a lucky members draw first tonight?
Okay, so we're up to $3,000 for the members draw.
$3,000 tonight, yeah. You beauty. And if you're going for trivia... just to remember, we have a getting question for you, the Triple M listeners, heading on to my sponsors this evening. Now, this week's is, which country is the city of Mendoza? Is it Argentina, Portugal or Colombia? Which country is the city of Mendoza in? Is it Argentina, Portugal or Colombia? All right, great entertainment coming up this week as well. What have you got for me, Chip?
If you like some really, really good rock music, you've got Mr. Stitches. They're back.
Oh, Mr. Stitches, they're sensational.
Yeah, they're great. And then on the Saturday, we've got the Day Trippers.
The Day Trippers as well. Wow. All at the Port City Bowling Club.
It's creeping up to that time again, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Christmas time. Now, we've got to tell people, sadly, we have the Eastern Tiger Restaurant, All You Can Eat Now, washing up Christmas Day, fully booked out.
Yeah, and I believe there's about 75 people on the waiting list.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
And don't forget, this week we've got $4,000 in prizes for the kids for the toy raffle on Saturday.
Right, that's right. That is the big one coming up on Saturday. Yeah, so $4,000's worth. And we sell tickets from 5, I think, don't we?
No, tickets are on sale from 1.
From 1, sorry, yeah.
They're on from 3:30, and I think Russell was saying he was exit stage left at 3 o'clock, so...
Okay. Okay, fair enough. That's
and what's... then on the December the 1st, we've got the kids' Christmas party.
You beauty.
So pre-purchase the tickets there at the club.
Fantastic.
And mayhem starts on the 5th of December with the ham raffles.
Yeah, it goes 60, 80, 100 on the last Wednesday before
the 5th,
Christmas.
The 12th and the 19th.
You made a lot of pigs very nervous, I can tell you.
Shaking in their hoofs.
All right, Port City Bowling Club. our great sponsors, and we've got Gary off heading off to the Drift Bar Cafe restaurant to have lunch there. And for Harrington Mechanical, I shall talk to you same time next week.
All right, mate. Be good.
And I've just sent you Jerry's photo. Have a look.
Will do.
Thank you, champion.
See you, mate. Bye.
We have Marina with the traffic not far away here at Triple M. Triple M right across the coast. It's 20 for Brekkie and Billy Joel's Uptown Girl at 13 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if we can give away the money to Lynn this morning in Port Macquarie. G'day, Lynn.
G'day.
Have you started your Christmas shopping, Lynn?
Oh, just.
Only just. That's good. That's good. I'm still thinking about mine, I can tell you. I think about it right up until about 2 days before, anyway. We'll see. Now, Lynn, what number are we looking for you on the wheel this morning?
Number three.
All right, Lenny, here we go. Come on, number three. It just goes past. Come on around. Lynn, you're exactly 20 out, I'm sorry to say. Dope!
Oh.
Can't give you the cash, Lynn, but I've got your details. End of the month, which isn't that far away. Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. Thanks, Lenny.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay, other birthdays today include people like Icelandic singer Björk, Goldie Hawn and Nicolette Sheridan, all born on this day, the 21st day of November. It's Triple M.
Triple M's on the quest. For the Mid-North Coast's best. This is the best.
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yeah, today we're on the lookout for the best sports club on the Mid-North Coast. All right, the best sports club on the Mid-North Coast. That is what we are looking at. Now, it might be football, it might be hockey, it might be darts. 180! I just threw that in. Only Triple M listeners will decide the winner. Yep, head to triplem.com.au to make your vote count. We are looking for the best sports club on the Mid-North Coast. It is the best of thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union with the best new car loans here at Triple M. Triple M and The Weekend What's On live Saturday from 8 from the sets. Yes, it's the off the back of the truck sale and Otto and his donut eating competition. Goodness me. It is the Beach Boys there, California Girls. Definitely beach weather today with temperatures hitting up to about 30 degrees. Now, keep it on with Jack in the afternoon on the M's. Any thunderstorm warnings come out, we'll get those to you as quick as we can. And as we always say, with the temperature heading north, make sure if you're going to a beach to go to a patrol beach. Really, really important. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. Where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. You may have missed Worst Joke Wednesday. It was very funny today. You can catch that on the catch up. Give me about 10 minutes after 9 to get it up there for you to have a look at. It's good fun. And also, remember, triplem.com.au is where you can vote for the best of.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and here she is, Christy.
Happy hump day.
Yes.
Scared. Or should I say happy gout day for Strawny?
No, listen, don't bring that up, will you, please? Come on. Fair deek.
Did you take your cherry tart juice?
Yeah, I did. I did, but I think it got dehydrated, and that's what happens. You've got to keep the fluids up.
My mum's given you a tip. You should have taken your medication before it's got very bad.
You know what the worst part is?
That's a good Worst Joke Wednesday.
Your mum's right. Your mum's right.
Thanks, Mum.
You're right. Yeah.
Didn't you always know you got to listen to Mum? Yeah. Moving on, Shawnee. Look, what's on around the Mid-North Coast? The Port Macquarie Swimming Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street from 6 o'clock. And if you like a bit of dancing, which Shawnee may be able to dance when his foot's feeling a bit better, you can go along to Nambucca Heads RSL. They're hosting Cuban salsa classes from 6:30 this evening. And Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at Lions Park Boat Ramp in Maxville from 4:15. Now, this one, not not to be confused with our toy drive that we do here at Triple M North Coast. Our toy drive is where you donate new toys to the stations or our local Triple M agents across the region. That's going to the Salvation Army to help kids in need. But this particular donation is for Christmas food hamper. It's a Christmas food hamper drive where non-perishable Christmas food is kindly being accepted at Service New South Wales on Central Road and Barton Crescent in Port Macquarie. So that's
now, if you're old like us, it's the old RTA.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Service New South Wales, or the Roads Traffic Authority. So chocolate and confectionery, crackers and biscuits, boxed cakes and jellies, you name it, non-perishables, go and donate now for the Christmas food hamper drive.
Yeah, really good idea. Thank you, Christy, for that. And thank you, Christy's mum.
Thank you. Look, and if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on the radio.
Yeah, it's 8 to 9. Look, just before we go, took a disturbing call there from a friend of mine who tells me, Bestie tells me that Cat Eye Straight, just about a K past the golf club, we've got a cyclist hit. Now, we know that area doesn't enjoy the best of reputations for accidents. But from what Bestie's telling me, the bloke is sitting up. But it's just to the narrow part, about a K past the golf club, heading south towards Cat Eye. And be very, very careful. If you come round the corner there, please reduce your speed because we've had a cyclist hit there. I don't have anything official, but Bestie tells me the bloke is sitting up. So our thoughts are with him. I hope he's okay. But be very careful. Those people heading out of Port Macquarie on the Cat Eye Straight, we've got reports of a cyclist being hit, but he is sitting up at the moment. But it's in that narrow spot there. As you come round the corner, please be very, very careful. If you're heading south on the Cat Eye Road, we've had a cyclist hit there this morning. Jeez. 7 to 9. That's it for us on the show for today. Thanks very much for being part of what's been a funny morning. Worst Joke Wednesday was very good. Three of them were good. But our winner was Gary and Rick O'Shea. Very funny, Gary. Now, if you want to catch up any part of the show, like Worst Joke Wednesday, yes, go to my page and press catch up. Today, we're voting for the best sports club on the Mid-North Coast. And, yeah, I reckon this one will be very hotly contested again today. So which sports club will turn out to be the winner? We'll find out just after 7:30 tomorrow morning in the best of. Thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union and the best new car loans. Yes. Also coming up, don't forget on Saturday, Otto and I will be with the weekend What's On at the Sets. Yeah, the roundabout's finished. It's ready to go. Christmas is coming up. The freeloaders, family and friends will be here before we know it. And you can stock up for all your beverage needs at the big off-the-back-of-the-truck sale on Saturday. Now, we do have some great deals on a very well-known beer that's going to be under $40 a carton, all right? Otto's got can you believe this? He's a cultural man, Otto. He's organised a donut-eating competition for Saturday. Goodness. That and more coming up on Saturday with the weekend What's On live from the Sets and the Off the Back of the Truck sale. It should be interesting, to say the least. Anyway, whatever you're doing, enjoy your Wednesday today. Stand by, the news coming up. And Ray after 9 on 131-873. A reminder, cyclist hit about a K past the golf club heading towards Cat Eye on the narrow bit there. Please be careful as you come around the corner there.